The presidential entourage to the G8 summit in Genoa this weekend includes several hundred people, the president's aides, of course, Mrs. Bush, all manner of foreign and domestic advisors, the Secret Service, and a tiny cluster of people whose talents lie in a special kind of subtlety. On this trip and any other presidential venture abroad, the State Department sends language interpreters. They capture the nuances of what's being said between heads of state and also perhaps what they meant to say. With me in the studio is Dmitry Zarechnik, a Russian language speaker and interpreter for Presidents Nixon through Clinton. Welcome.
Hello.
What are some of the challenges of interpreting on such a high diplomatic level?
Well, I think the main thing at that kind of a level is to make sure that we know exactly what it is that our side, the president, will be saying, the terms that he will be using, the subjects that he will be talking about. If it's a formal statement, to try to make sure that we do what we can in order to have that formal statement before it is given so that we can render most precisely what it is that the president wants to say.
But on this level, there's got to be a terror that if you get something wrong, a disaster might happen.
Well, of course. I remember specifically my very first meeting between Reagan and Gorbachev back in 1985, when obviously the whole world was going to be watching that. And the night before, I just couldn't sleep. I was worried so much. And of course, that wasn't going to help if I didn't get enough sleep. I finally said, well, I think if I do my best, God will forgive me if I make mistakes. But yes, of course, that factor of tension is certainly always there.
Is what you do simultaneous interpretation, or do you wait for one person to stop speaking and then repeat what he said in English?
Well, generally in the small group meetings, we do what's called consecutive interpreting, which means that the person will speak. Usually the procedure is that we will interpret for our side. In other words, the president will say something, I will wait, I will take notes. When he's finished, I will interpret that into Russian, and the Russian interpreter will do the same. Now, generally, for a press conference like the one that was recently held between President Bush and President Putin, their simultaneous equipment is set up, and in that case, the interpreters interpret as the president speak.
Can you give us some examples of some of the tough, you mentioned Geneva, but what are some of the other tough situations that you've been in?
Well, I can specifically mention the very first time that Gorbachev came to the United States and President Reagan received him on the White House lawn. This was their second meeting and the first really big meeting. And in President Reagan's opening remarks, he said that we are not friends, we are adversaries. And we fortunately were able to have these remarks ahead of time, and we were just agonizing over this word adversaries, because in Russian it sounds very bad. In English you can have a noble adversary. In Russian it sounds terrible. And we went back and forth, and finally we decided to say not adversaries, but competitors.
Mm-hmm. And what are the words?
Well, in Russian the actual word for adversary is противник, which sounds very much like противный, which means disgusting, and it has that kind of a flavor. It would be like we're not friends, we're really, you know, we feel you're disgusting, you're an enemy, and we can't do that. So we really were agonizing about should we tone it down or not, and because of the way it sounds in Russian, we finally said, yes, we'll tone it down, we'll say competitors instead. And then it turned out there was a story the next day about a Russian watching this on television and just anxiously waiting. And when he heard the word competitor, he sighed with relief that this was this was not an insult as it would have been in Russian otherwise.
In Slovenia earlier this year, again at that first meeting between Presidents Bush and Putin, it was a Russian who emphasized the confidential nature of the talks. He was interpreted as saying we spoke confidentially. Could he have meant confidently?
Well, I'm guessing, because I didn't hear the Russian, that the Russian probably was confidencialna, which sounds like confidential. And it can mean confidential. It can also mean private, or like in English we would say in confidence. So he probably meant private. This was a private meeting where he was in confidence rather than having to do with secrecy.
Could you give us a primer? We're going to be hearing a lot of phrases this weekend. For example, anti-ballistic missile treaty. How does that sound in Russian?
Okay, it's договор по противоракетной обороне.
And national missile defense, is that the same word?
No, that's a little bit different. It's национальная система противоракетной обороны.
And the more common appellation, Star Wars.
Yeah, звездные войны.
And would it have the same cultural meaning in Russia as it does here?
Yes. Of course, Star Wars is a little bit outdated at this point, I guess. But yeah, it has the same flavor as Star Wars does. But it doesn't have the movie connotation that it has in the United States.
Mr. Putin's final phrase is likely to be something along the lines of, "See you in Washington."
Увидимся в Вашингтоне.
Thank you very much. Dmitry Zarechnik is a retired staff interpreter of the State Department. He was the Russian language interpreter for American presidents from 1971 to 1999.